there's three ways that you can use the social media to your advantage: educational, motivational, and your true self. And when I transform my Instagram and my social media and everything that I put out in the world for my investors and for new investors to see was about me and about the struggle and my true colors, my tattoos, my accent, I saw a huge difference. For sure, I was more authentic and people could relate.
Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
So in today's episode, we have Raquel Atkins. What we really zoned in on was her quick path to raising close to $2 million without any experience. And we get into how she was able to do that and much more.
We also got a chance to do a live mastermind with Raquel, where we share a couple of possibilities for her to consider when thinking about the next steps in her journey. Before we get into Raquel's story, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day, with Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Top real estate investors love to talk about how they save so much on taxes. But how are they able to build rental property empires while skirting Uncle Sam? 1031 exchanges. 1031 exchanges allow you to defer capital gains taxes while you sell an investment property, exchanging your old property for a bigger, better one and avoiding the tax man while you do it. And that's where First American Exchange Company comes in. They're the leaders in 1031 exchanges. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting, First American Exchange can help you with simple rental property exchanges, complex commercial real estate investments, reverse exchanges, and more. Don't let your taxes eat into your profits. Visit First American Exchange Company at firstexchange.com. Or call them at 800-556-2520. That's firstexchange.com or 800-556-2520. Keep your money in your pocket and propel your portfolio further at firstexchange.com. First American Exchange Company does not provide tax or legal advice. Consult your financial, real estate, tax, or legal advisor about your circumstances. First American Exchange Company. Safe, smart, secure.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Invest Her Show, where our mission is to empower women to live a financially free and balanced life. In order to scale and grow your portfolio, raising money becomes really important because that is one of the beautiful things about real estate is you don't have to use your own money. So excited about today's episode. Raquel Atkins, thank you so much for being on our show. We're excited to jump into your story of how you've been able to raise as much as you have in such a short time, and also scale a multifamily portfolio. So thank you for being on our show. Thank you for joining us and sharing your wisdom with our community.
Yeah, I'm very excited to share all of my tips and tricks.
Awesome. Awesome. So you've been, I know personally that we've been able to raise millions, right? Since 2010, my husband and I, that's really how we were able to scale our portfolio. Something that I teach is that experience really matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to raise money, in order to really enroll investors, quite honestly. I'm curious because you share that you've been able to raise a couple million dollars with no experience. So you know, we're not calling you a liar, but we know the experience is somewhere. So the question is, who had that experience that you were able to lean on?
A couple of ways that we can go about not having much experience. I think for my investors, the investors that I raised from, relationship matter more than experience. So having a pre-established relationship with them, and my biggest investors that I found was actually through my social media. So they've been following my journey for flipping houses before. So when I transitioned to multifamily, it was just uneasy and I needed them more and they could participate more. It was easy for them to just say yes, because they felt like they've been following me for so long and I share a lot of my personal life and my experience in the work field and all. one of them said, actually, I follow you for so long that I feel like I know you already. So it was an easy, it was based on trust, I think, you know, more than my experience. And the other side of that is partnering with people that have more experience than you. That's the beauty about this industry. I think investments in general in real estate is that you can partner with people that have more experience, because it's not a one single person's journey, is a group of people. So I rely on my partner's experience.
But your experience, I just want to put a pin in this, because I think a lot of women get hung up. I don't have the exact experience in this exact niche, so I have no experience. You do have experience, actually. And I think flipping is a transferable, completely transferable. It's not the same exact thing, but you're in essence flipping an apartment. That's what multifamily value add, I know personally. So it's interesting, right? How our experience can move us into a slightly different niche. So
it's true. Yeah. So I didn't have zero experience, because I've been flipping houses for 2 years prior of investing in multifamily. And as I like to say, it's basically now, instead of flipping a single family house, I'm flipping an apartment complex. So yeah, that's for sure, because it teaches you a lot.
Mm-hmm. The key here, and it's funny, right? I was listening to a podcast this morning, and the guy was talking about you building a character and a reputation that will be a magnet and attract people. So although you didn't have experience in larger apartments, you have building your credit, your reputation, and how you show up, how you present yourself, how you are reliable and a high level of integrity. Otherwise, I don't know how they would vet you, right?
Exactly.
It's different than somebody saying, well, I'm just starting out. I quit my job yesterday, and exactly. I'm going to, hey, I have a great opportunity for you guys to farm
yes.
your 100 grand or whatever. Right. Then you're like, what's happening over here? So just want to get that clear. So in terms of building your team, right, for a niche that you're navigating from one niche to the other, and you were able to have to build and grow under 500 doors in 6 months. Am I getting on the right?
Yeah.
Am I right
yes.
on the number?
We have a couple more assets since we last
then,
spoke.
You already increased, right? When you think about your team, how did you start that portion? Did you look for somebody that had already experienced that niche? You look where you're good at? Walk
a combination. Yeah,
how you were able to transition from one niche to the other.
For sure, a mastermind helped me. You know, that's why I spend a lot of money. And I remember when we were faced with the decision of signing up for a mastermind, I was like, do we really want to spend all this money on a mastermind on a different niche, you know, just to see if this would be something for us? And I'm glad that I did, because otherwise I would be alone trying to find within my former niche, you know, people that would want to transition with me. So it would be harder. So I think for sure, paying and investing on education helped me put my team together. And actually, up to today, I still partner with people from the same community. My first deal, the 40 units in Macon, Georgia, was actually done with my direct mentor. So I always tell people, if you have that money, or even if you don't, just try to get that money to invest in education and a mastermind, you know, so it will be a good investment for you to be in a community that you can find partners and opportunities.
I'm curious if we could talk about that first deal and how you went and did it with your mentor. I'd like to dissect that a little bit. Help us understand what was your role? Did you find the deal? Like where did you
capital raiser?
Yeah. And then the process would be great. And what your mentor did to support you.
I was reading a book and it says, like, sometimes you have to put yourself in a situation to be lucky. So I think that luck has a factor in there as well. One of my investors that I bought a house from, actually my last investor that I bought a house that I flipped, he was so impressed by our courage, because all of our contractors just fell through. And it was just my husband and I working day and night. And I remember it was Christmas, it was freezing here in Texas. And we were there flipping the house because we weren't taking the chance of not making the project happen, right? he was so impressed by that, that he came across a 1031 exchange for $1 million that he needed. And it was a commercial building. So he knew from my social media that I was transitioning to be an apartment investor. It was like a month. I was a month in, and I remember posting everywhere that this is what I was doing and how amazing it was. And he saw that online, and he called me, and he's like, "Hey, Raquel, I came across this opportunity. I'm looking for a commercial building, an investment to 1031 so he wouldn't pay taxes. And it's $1 million. And I was like, "Oh my goodness." So I talked to my direct mentor. I'm like, "Hey, I know I'm pretty early in this journey. I'm not even supposed to have any deals until the third month or something like this. Is that possible? What do you recommend me to do? You know, because I came to this opportunity of $1 million that I don't want to pass, but I don't want to be on the field looking for my apartment complex because I don't know what to do." And he's like, "Well, I have an apartment complex that I'm putting an offer, and the raise is around $2 million, and it would be a perfect opportunity." And then he got the approval from the community, you know, the mastermind, if it was okay for a mentee to work with a mentor, and everything was fine. And then we invested, and it was a big boom, you know, like my big start with a big boom. And then it came with the pros and cons, but that was kind of how I started. And the opportunity was because I had that 1031 exchange for $1 million.
I just want to dissect that to all the women that are listening, right? Because that can be duplicated in so many different ways. So it started by building who you are, your reputation. Mm-hmm. So things come to you.
Yes.
You're not hunting. You're not exactly only hunting, but it's coming to you. But the other point is that you're also announced to your social media what was happening. And then you tap into the experience of others. And I think that many people underestimate the power of masterminds. And for those of you that are listening that haven't been part of one, please do some research, find your local. We couldn't find one for ourselves, so we started ours 7 years ago and it morphed. And now we offer that on our Strive Mentorship Program. But for all of you that are listening, it's basically you're getting together with folks who are playing the same level or a higher level that yours, and their experience and their resources becomes yours. And exactly, you gain access to that. And that's exactly what you did.
Exactly.
You had the thought process, okay, this is coming my way. And I am aware, I'm not going to let my ego say, "Yeah, I can handle it," and then screw up the deal because, right? But yep, you didn't want to pass the opportunity. So you brought to somebody. So how many times, and if you're listening right now, what it is that you have on your plate that you know that by yourself, you're not able to handle it, but who can you tap into? I want you, even if the answer is like nobody, well, great. That's a great starting point. Tap into the Facebook group community, your local meetups. We are everywhere in Texas, right? Exactly. And then it starts there. So piggybacking on that, what are the lessons that you learned from that type of partnership? What worked and what didn't work?
It depends on what route you wanna go. You know, that's where the difficulties that I face at the moment is I build my career so far for the past year and my portfolio just raising capital, you know? And now I feel like when I joined the mastermind, it taught me how to do the whole thing, you know, to be the main active general partner in a multifamily syndication. So basically the main component, the main partner. But being a capital raiser, you were limited on the amount of participation that you have on deals. You know, you just a capital raiser. Yes, because of the regulations, you have to have an active role, but it's very small. So now I'm faced with, do I want to continue just raising for other people's, other operators' deals? Or do I want to find something that I can operate and raise for my own deals? And the other side to that is my investors has developed such a strong trust in me, then now they want me to run it. Because, for example, they notice that it's my lack of participation on a deal. For example, when they call me like, hey, where is the documents? Or do you know if the renovations or any kind of questions about the deal? And I say, I have to get back to you. They know that I'm not an active partner, you know, because I have to ask for the asset management or the main GPs for that information. So they're like, so what participation do you have? I'm like, well, I have a quarterly meetings with them because I'm just a capital raiser, you know? So I want, and they are like, the next deal, I want you to be a little more active. I want you to be the main GP. But then I'm faced with the decision. Do I want to be a GP, a main GP, asset manager, assistant, or some kind of more active, or am I comfortable just being a capital raiser? You know, so that's kind of like the lessons that I've learned, and the struggle that I am in right now is that. And it's very comfortable to be just a capital raiser, to be honest.
So I have a few questions. So let's dissect that a little bit, because clearly you have a strength in raising money.
Yes.
People trust you, mm-hmm. right? So there's a lot of...
We're about to coach you. We're about to coach her. Is that what's going to happen on her decision-making process? You guys are experiencing this live, people. Whatever comes out of our mouth.
How can we not? Already,
we're going to do a mastermind with Raquel right
nice.
Now.
Nice. Please.
On her decision-making process.
Should That's I where I was going, but you're I just go? Being... You're just throwing it out there, but I was going to go there sneakily. But yeah, you just put the
I am
out
like,
of the bag.
See, I know what you're doing, Liz. You're going sneaky. And I'm just sneaky. Like throwing the shit on the fan right now.
Well, that works usually for both of our styles, right? Okay. So the questions, you caught me off guard there. No, Raquel. So you clearly have an enormous strength of, raising money is not easy. First and foremost, mm-hmm. let's just
exactly.
be very clear here, right? It's not an easy, like, I just raised a couple million dollars. Like, there's so much more to that. Or I'm just a capital raiser. You're not just a capital
it's
raiser,
true.
First off, right? It's a yeah. very, literally, people are investing with you that these are not the Bill Gates of the world. These are people, mm-hmm. hardworking people who want to put their money in alternative to Wall Street, and they're doing
exactly.
it with you. That's a very big deal. You know
yes.
that. And I know that.
Yes.
Everyone knows that. So my question to you, or the question and the where we want to go here is, let's put that aside, because you clearly can do that well.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to be in 5 years? You know, where do you want to be long term? Because then you're going to be able to say, okay,
it's true.
Is this going to get me which is the path of least resistance? And I think that's the rub for so many women right now. What is the path of least resistance?
There is a bigger reason than just raising capital, you know, and getting to claim the doors and the experience. My biggest reason, and I'm always talking about this why in all of my videos on YouTube and Instagram, is about helping people become financially free or have a bigger or an earlier retirement, which are the pain points of my investors, right? And that was the motivation that I had throughout this whole year of presenting them opportunities so they can reach their financial goals with me, you know, and I can be there with them. And my goal was to help 1,000 people, especially women and minorities, to achieve that goal with me. So that was my biggest why, you know, but then now they are trusting me so much that they want me to run it. And they want me to, or just do a small JV, a joint venture with me on a smaller deal, but just us and operating, my husband and I operating, and then them with a capital, you know?
What so do you want?
I think I want to have a combination of both. I want to have some portfolio that I own as a main operator and some portfolio just bringing capital and representing my investors.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So when you think about the GP side, right, it's a business on its own. It's not one role. So when people ask you why you're not operating, because operations is an arm on its own. If I am operating, I cannot, it's like football, right? We are both Brazilians. We understand. I cannot be scoring and defending at the same time. It's a team game. So setting up the expectations to all the folks that are working with you is very important, right? What they want, it's fair. Whatever they want, they can want anything that they want to want. That's good, huh? How many wants did I use here? But my question is, what do you want in the sense of when we ask you about what do you want in 5 years is what Raquel wants. Independently of others, how do you see you in the business? Do you want to be an operator? Because that's a full-time job. Or do you want to take the raising private money to another level? What comes up for you?
I need to have the experience of operating in the front lines of a deal to see which of the two will fit me the most. That's where I am at the moment. I don't know if I want to be an operator, meaning the asset manager and one of the main decision makers, because I have not done a deal yet as playing that role.
Do you want to do a deal playing that role?
I want to do a smaller, something smaller is easier for me to grasp the idea of running it as a smaller, as my first, to see if that is too much work or if that's actually my passion,
I'll challenge you that. You do have an opportunity right now with your current deals. How big are the properties that you guys acquired?
The one that we are sending offers at 120 units at the moment.
The one that you have in the
pipeline.
That you own?
Oh, I have 4 at the moment. It's all sorts of sizes. I have a 20, a 40, a 417 units, and a 60 unit.
So let's use the 417 units, right? Who is the operator there?
2 main groups. So they
are... Exactly. Tapping to them. Tapping to them. You do not need to become an operator for you to figure it out.
That's true.
You want to be an operator. That is high risk, because I personally would not invest in an operator that is doing that first time. So you get opportunity. You learn from them and see what it takes from there. But you have such great success raising private money that we can't ignore your strengths there, right? But I'm not here. I don't have the pieces of the puzzle to tell you what to do or not to do. But I think that many of us, right, we come from a similar background. We have heard that we need to do it in order to earn the right, mm-hmm. or we need to know every single piece of the puzzle. And I don't know if that's your perception or not, but throughout our lives, I have been okay not knowing it, but mm-hmm. having somebody there that does, and I trust that person to do it. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's something that, thank you for sharing a light on my doubt.
There's another angle here, right? Because I know personally, because we thrive with raising money. And the operations side of our business, if it was just me and my husband, was always the harder part, to be honest. And if you are really good at building relationships, you're probably not as great at operating things. I mean, the two aren't, no, there might be people. I'm just going to be very general, right? There's relationships, there's creativity, there's management, and there's leadership, right? There's different angles. Operations is management. Right. You're ultimately managing timeline, you're managing budget, you're managing people, and you need to do that like to the T. So I'm curious, like, there's a lot of models here. Sounds like just a thought, right? If we could give you some coaching or just some thoughts, you're jumping into bigger entities, the 417 unit, where you're the minority GP raising money. You know, your credibility and your ability to raise what you've raised and the time you've raised it is like, not the easiest thing for people to do, and is high value. Number one.
Yes.
Number two, your partner or quote unquote being the main GP, you don't necessarily need to operate a 20 unit or 40 unit to do that. You could find a partner who actually has your skill set, but on the operational side, and you guys are peers where you can really create the business model that you need so that you're on the operator side, meaning you are, but you're necessarily not doing it every day. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. And that's what I've been doing for the past year. And I'm actually even considering funds, which is the next thing for capital raising, you know, just creating your own fund and you can invest in, you become your own little bank, you know. So that's something that I've been tapping on, but it's always in the back of my mind, that curiosity, should I operate some of my deals? You know, should I operate some of the deals in the future? But yeah, it's one of the things that I'm always telling my investors too, is like, you have to find your superpower. And my one for sure is the raising capital, investor relations. You know, I think that's where I shine, and I'm such a people's person, you know, and I like representing the investors and establishing that relationship and growing their wealth.
And I think Jessa has taught me a lot over the years in a lot of different places. She always says, you know, in order to be an effective leader, you don't need to know everything, but you need to have your finger on the pulse, right? And so as an operator, you need to know, do you need to go turn around an apartment to know how to manage a timeline and a budget to turn around an apartment? I would say no. I don't think you need to actually physically be able to do it, but you need to know ahead of the time, right, what the challenges could be, and interest rates going up, insurance going up, all the operator challenges of today in large multi, you need to know, right? You need to know that. Even if you're just raising money, you need to know that. So you're putting your money into the right deal. So a lot of ways to skin a cat, you know, it's not just doing it. It's like thinking like them. That's what Andressa's suggestion was great on.
Now it's like, I need to return the favor. I need to say what I learned from Liz.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
So one thing that it started with you, Liz, because it didn't start with me. It was about the personality test, right? And I think throughout our career, we have done everything under the sun and the moon, whatever the say is, in terms of really understanding and testing who we are in terms of our cognitive, our ability to make decisions, our DNA, our personality, how we think, how we feel, and how we get like on our gut, right? So there are things that, can I build relationships? Yeah. Is it natural to me build relationships? No. Am I like, oh, I can't wait to have those five conversations? No. Do I go to networking events and I'm super excited? No. Before, my perception of that, I grew up in Brazil, and I think that you probably know this, but I was called I'm antisocial. I was antisocial. And then throughout my growing up and doing different types of tests, I just understood that I don't need to do that. And it's okay for me to feel the way that I feel because it drains me. It sounds that for you, Raquel, you get a ton of energy by connecting with people. Because all what you said, your goals is about the people, financially free, growing their wealth, caring for them, representing them, what do they want? It comes so natural to you. So I will honor that. I encourage you to really honor that part of yours. I came to do this a little, quote unquote, late in my life and just like, okay, great. I'm good at, but I know what I'm really good at. And there are other areas that I'm not. I'm really not. And it's okay for me to also tell people, yeah, I understand that's what you want for me, but what I want for me based on my lifestyle that I want for my family, for my son, for my friendships, from everything else, that's not aligned. Does it make sense?
Yes.
What's coming up?
You know your superpower. Yeah. You know what you're good at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Raquel, I'm curious too. You know, you have been able to raise in a way where you're sharing what you're doing. You're sharing it authentically. You know, talk a little bit about that. What you've done, how you've done it. I think so often women struggle with, if we're not experts in this, we cannot talk about it, especially on social media where people are watching. You've had a different approach. And I'm curious, you know, what have you done regardless of, you know, Instagram or what social media outlet, but more importantly, what was your way of being? What did you share? How did you share it? And how did you share it in a way that worked for you? Because clearly it resonated. Clearly it's working for you. So what about that did you learn or some pieces of that recipe that you can share with the women listening?
I've been in a journey of mindset change, you know, since I started this whole journey. I thought that this whole investment world, real estate world, wasn't for people like myself, women or immigrants or moms. You know, I had so many barriers and self-limitations and I've been on a very, very quick journey. I start changing the way I saw myself and I saw my journey very early on. And I really fought every single barrier that I put on my own journey in my own way, you know. And I remember going to conferences and looking around, I'm like, there's like three women and the rest is 500 men, you know, like this is must be a reason because people are not supposed to be here, you know, and being a mom, I'm like, how am I going to do this being a mom? And I had so many doubts. And very early on, I said, no, I have to change the way I see everything. And the more I receive feedback from the existing investors and how they love when I am my true self and my true colors and I show the struggles and I show my kids and I show everything. And it comes together with I really like marketing. You know, that's something that I always use in my life. I have a degree in business and marketing was always my forte. And there's three ways that you can use the social media to your advantage. It's always educational, motivational, and your true self. Because people don't want to invest in your business. They don't want to invest in Atkins Estates. They want to invest with Raquel Atkins, you know? And when I transform my Instagram and my social media and everything that I put out in the world for my investors and for new investors to see was about me and about the struggle and my true colors, my tattoos, my accent, I saw a huge difference. You know, I don't know if it was a mindset change that now I see the good side more than I used to say before. I don't know if there was a magical factor in there, but for sure, I was more authentic and people could relate. You know, a lot of my investors are doctors and moms. And they're like, because of you, now I see that I can do that too. Mm. You know, and I remember having a panic attack just when I signed up for my mastermind. And I was like, how am I going to do this? You know, I have two kids with me at home. And in the middle of my mastermind, I got pregnant. I'm pregnant now. And I'm like, I'm building my career while I'm building my family. How am I going to do this? And my investors like to know that my followers, the people that are around me likes to see that struggle. And I think that is comes back to marketing and comes back to associating yourself and relating and feel like I am a true person and seeing my true values and seeing, like, for example, that investor that invested in my first deal, he saw how hard we struggled to flip his house. You know, he knew all the things that was wrong with that house because it was his house. He sold it to us. So he saw how positive we were and how we were like, well, there's no plumber today. So I guess we're going to be YouTubing how to fix this pipe issue. So that inspired him so much that build trust, you know, and I think that has been the answer for my doubts and how I developed trust for people send thousands of their hard money to me is because they know how I am and I show myself of my true self.
Yeah. And that's so important, right? In everything we do. Raquel, where can the ladies listening learn more about you and follow you along this on this journey that you're on?
My Instagram is where I'm most active is rad, R-A-D _ investors. And I post almost every day there and you can see my whole entire journey professionally and my family and opportunities that I have for investments. Everything is pretty much in there. But I'm on LinkedIn as well, Raquel Atkins, and my website is Atkins Estates LLC. And I love to connect, you know, and help out any way I can to grow your wealth.
Awesome. All this information you guys can find on our show notes. Now we're going to transition to our fabulous three questions. And the first one is, what's the most transformational book you ever read?
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon something. I don't remember his last name. Oh my goodness. This book is blowing my mind because it's just teaching some of the things that I already knew, you know, but it's the way you perceive and affirmations and always be thinking about positive things and your future. You know, I use that on a daily basis.
Second question is, what's the most powerful routine that you do to create a financially free and balanced life, whatever balance means to you?
Exactly. Balance. What is that? I think my affirmations, I printed, I think, 4 or 5 different affirmations, and I put it in a piece of paper and I put it on my mirror. So every time I'm brushing my teeth, I'm reading my affirmation. It says everything from I want to be healthy and wealthy, my future. I want to be financially stable. I want to be together with my husband and my family in harmony. All of these good things. I think that's, I don't know if that helped me or have some, again, magical factor to it, but that's like my morning affirmation. Actually, it's not just morning anymore. It's anytime I see it, I make sure I stop and I read all of the 5 affirmations.
And last question, which woman, famous or not, has inspired you the most?
I think at the moment, I've been very obsessed with Elena Cardone because she talks a lot about her play and her role in making Grant Cardone powerful and staying behind him. And she stands for women. So now she's taking the whole lessons that she learns and she's applying to women and helping women as well. So been following and inspired with her a lot. This is my current one, I would say.
Raquel, thank you so much for being on our show and sharing your energy and wisdom with our community.
Thank you guys for having me. And it was such a pleasure.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.